Begin the current daf Masechet Tzvachim daf Ayin Vav. Begin on the bottom line of Ayin Hey Mem Beis, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, where we had the next Mishnah in our second Mishnah of our Perek, which was discussing the halacha, the title of this Perek called Tzvachim, where if karbanos get mixed up with other things that are not the same as that carbon, what's the halacha? So our Mishnah described a unique situation, which is when you have two different types of karbanos. However, there is a possibility of doing the regular avodas that's necessary. How? If a carbon ashram get mixed up with a carbon shlamim, both of their zrikas are the same. So therefore, there's a machlekes Reb Shimon and the Chacham. Reb Shimon says, you could find a narrow limitation that has the stringencies of both asma and shlamim, and you do it that way. And then therefore, you won't have to have like the Chacham who disagree and say, no, has to go out to graze and develop a blemish. Now, why do they disagree? The reason is because you're going to be bringing kachum lebeis absul, because you're limiting the amount of time, if it is a shlamim, which can be eaten for 2 days and one night, and can be eaten by other people, nakayanim, a few other limitations, you're having it only being done like an asham. And you're going to then bring the shlamim to be left over, because it's not going to be able to be consumed in 1 day versus 2 days and one day. And if they disagree, they say, no, you have to let it develop a blemish, and then sell it and use the proceeds. Whereas Reb Shimon says that no, you could do that, you could limit it, and therefore, even though it's going to bring in the base of soul. So that the Gemara had asked from a Braisa that's seemingly not like Reb Shimon, because the Braisa said that one is not allowed to use Shemitah money, meaning money from Shemitah produce, to purchase Truma with it. Why? Because you're going to diminish the amount of time you could eat the Truma. It's going to bring it to the base of soul, because Truma, the Shemitah produce could only be eaten up until the wild animals don't have it anymore. But then after that, you're going to have to throw out the Truma. Now, Truma is kachim, and you're going to be invalidating the Bryce that says you're not allowed to do this. Obviously, not like Reb Shimon, who says you could bring kachim lebeis absul. That Rav had answered, and that's what the Gemara's discussion is going to be on. He says, no, you could even say it's like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon halacha was only told him after the fact, when the ashram got mixed up with the shlamim. Okay, so what are you going to do now? Instead of letting it develop a blemish and by grazing, he says, okay, so then eat it within the time constraints of an ashram, even though it might be bringing a base of soul. But like a tchila, initially to go ahead and take the shemitah money and go ahead and buy chum with it? No, that even Reb Shimon would agree that one is not allowed to do that. On that premise of Rava, ask the Gemara, like a tchila loy. What, is Rava correct? Reb Shimon holds that, however, initially one's not allowed to go ahead and do something that might cause kachim to be lebeis absul if we're limiting it from what it really could be? But Esvei Abaye asks from a Mishnah later on, Perikal Tadr and Avtzadi Mebeis, as we continue on top of Ayin Vav and Aleph, the Mishnah there says, V'kulon, regarding all types of kachim, types of karbanis, Rishoin kahanim lishanis bachilasim. The kahanim are allowed to deviate in how they eat it. Because the Pasuk says, regarding the sacrificial parts that the Kohanim eat, says, L'cho nesatim l'mashcha, for you I give it to you as an anointing, which that's a term of gedula, of greatness, the way kings eat it, which means to say they eat in many different types of delicacies, which is l'achl and sluyim, they could eat the meat roasted, shlukim, when it's overcooked, or mubashalim, or regular cooked, v'losses l'teichen tavli chulin, v'tavli truma, they could put in different types of unconsecrated spices, or truma spices, where Kohanim have a lot of truma, and therefore they could eat their kachim meat with the truma spices. Now, although if a kohen does that, he's going to be limiting the amount of time he can eat those truma spices. With truma spices, you can eat as long as you want though. But if you put on the carbon, a carbon has limitations. It could be for 1 day and one night, 2 days and one night. Divi Rabbi Shmuel, where the girsa is brought in, that's Divi Rabbi Shimon. So you see Rabbi Shimon permits, even initially, a kohen to take his truma spices and put it on his kachim meat, even though he's limiting the amount of time. It's going to be in the base of soul. And that's like a tchila, that's initially. So Amalei, so Rabbi responded to him, he says, no, hanach le truma is tavlin. Don't ask for me from this Mishnah, where it's talking about spices, because truma of spices is drabanan. Biblically, truma is all limited to three different types of things. Dog and tirish v'yitzer. Spices are all things that are rabbinic truma. Rabbinic truma, yeah, the Reb Shimon's more lenient. He allows you even initially to go ahead and limit the amount of time. But regarding the brisa that you asked from to say it's not like Reb Shimon, which was talking about biblical law, no, there even Reb Shimon agrees, biblical law, one's not allowed to initially go ahead and do this. It's only after the fact, then you can bring kachim the base of soul. But the Gemara, but Abai continues asking, Eisvei, now from a Mishnah Maisa Sheni. The Mishnah says, Ein leikhin truma bekesa maisa. One's not allowed to purchase truma produce with maiser money. And people have maiser money where they bring it to Yerushalayim, and he wants to see what could he use it for. So he says, let me purchase truma. Not allowed to. Why? That's limiting the amount of time that the area of where you could eat the truma. Because maiser sheini could only be eaten in Yerushalayim. If you're going to purchase truma, you're going to be limiting it. You're not going to be able to eat it wherever you want to. It's only going to be able to eat in Yerushalayim. So if, since you're minimizing the consumption, like we said, whether that's in time or in space or whatever it is, then that's a problem, and you're not allowed to do that. It's like a bringing a kashrut from the base of psul. But Reb Shimon permits it. So here you have a clear halacha regarding biblical law. Regular truma is not differentiating if it's what type of truma. It could even be dog and teresh v'yitzar. And Reb Shimon says initially one's allowed to do something even though he's minimizing it, which is this halacha of bringing kashrut from the base of psul. Says the Gemara ishtikle. So Rava was silent. He didn't answer that question. Now, Kiyasu, when Abaye came to Kamedra of Yosef in front of his Rebbe of Yosef, so Amale, he said to him, Amale Teisvei Meha, why didn't you also ask by Mishnah Masechta Shvi'is, which also could have refuted Rava? The Mishnah says as follows, Eime Vashlan Yerik Shal Shvi'is, one's not allowed to cook a vegetable of a Shemitah produce, B'shemet Shal Truma, in Truma oil. Why? Says the Mishnah, Shal Yiviu Kachem Leves Absol, so that it shouldn't bring Kachem to be invalidated. Meaning, because now you're going to have to consume the truma oil within the amount of time of beer, which is when one has to liquidate the Shemitah produce, which has a certain limitation. So you're going to bring kachem from the base of psul, which is the shemen, and that's going to be a problem for the truma, which is kachem, and therefore you're not allowed to do that. Reb Shimon says it's permitted. So you see, initially, this halacha, that you're allowed to bring kachem from the base of psul. So Abaye said to Rav Yosef, no, I wasn't going to ask from that Mishnah. Because didn't I already ask him, as was brought before, from the case of spices? And what did he tell me? No, don't ask me from that. Okay, you're right, I'll agree to you. Where did Reb Shimon allow it to be done like a tchila? By rabbinic truma, by spices. So it says Abaye Hachinami, so here also, truma yerek derabbanan. We're talking about, what's the case? Vegetables and oil. Regarding vegetables, that's a rabbinic halacha of truma. And therefore, he could have answered me that, and it wouldn't have been difficult on him. That asked Rav Yosef, but if that's the case, that we're talking about rabbinic truma, where the Mefarshim explains, Shita Mekubetzes, it says it, because it's pretty obvious that the case we're talking about is not that the vegetables were the truma, rather the oil was the truma, the vegetables was that of Shemitah produce. But the point is that what Rav Yosef is asking, even if you're going to say that, okay, maybe he would have answered that even the oil was rabbinic truma and therefore wasn't biblical truma oil, but if that's the case that he was only really talking about rabbinic truma, then ipchemi bayilin misni. They really should have said the opposite type of a case, which would have been clearly that he's defining only rabbinic truma, but the case that's being said sounds like it's biblical. Because it should have said that you're not allowed to cook yerek shel truma, that the truma is the vegetables, b'shemen shel shvi'is, in the oil of Shemitah produce. But now that it says the other way around, that the oil was the truma, so that's clearly that it's coming to tell you. Because if you wanted to tell me a rabbinic law, say it the other way, it would have been obvious, Yerik, that it's rabbinic. If you're talking about the oil is the truma, that seems to be going because it's biblical. Because like we said, that it says, Reishis d'gantche t'reish l'vitzarecha, the three cases of truma that are biblical is grain and oil and wine. So if we're talking about oil, obviously because we're referring to biblical truma, and even so, Rabbi Shimon says it's permitted. So therefore, why didn't you ask him this? Yeah, this is a case of biblical truma that initially is allowing someone to be bringing l'beis absul. So that answers Abaye a different answer. He says, but v'lav mi oisvite mimes niten, but didn't I already ask him from our Mishnah? Where demata Reb Shimon, where we find our Mishnah, Reb Shimon says, it's permitted. You see, in our Mishnah is permitted. Oh, and that, and that's why I had asked initially, that was the initial question that the Gemara had asked, saying, seemingly these halachas are not like Reb Shimon. V'amali di'arev, and that Rav told me, no, our Mishnah, and that was Rav's whole premise, starting off the Gemara from the previous daf, that he said, no, Reb Shimon doesn't initially allow someone to bring kashrut bei psul. Aye, the halacha of our Mishnah, that's where we really got mixed up already. The karban ashram got mixed up with the shlamim. Oh, so after the fact, oh, that's where Shimon says he allowed to bring kashrut bei psul. Okay, sacrifice them both and do it according to the limitations of an ashram. But halacha, and in contrast, by the other cases where that to liketchila, that said Rav, Reb Shimon doesn't hold like that. So therefore it says Abaya, if that's what Rav holds, then hachanami di'arev. Then here also, the oil is already mixed with the raw vegetables. So therefore says Abaya, of course that the halacha Rav is going to tell me in this Mishnah Shvi'is that you could cook them together. As the Gemara is going to explain, because Abaya holds, it's not possible to squeeze them out, that it's not going to be a remnant left over. So therefore, there's nothing to do about it anyway. It's after the fact. Oh, of course there the halacha is going to be that Rav says Reb Shimon's going to say kashrut b'seif psul. But that's like not like a liketchila. It's already mixed in together. The oil was already absorbed into the vegetable. Already absorbed. There's no alternative to get out of it. Oh, so then fine. unlike the Rabbanan, Reb Shimon holds that then you could bring a Lebeis Abisul, but it's not like a Tchila, it's already a Bidiyavid. On that is the Gemara, on that is Reb Yosef Tabayim. Idi Arav, if you're telling me the case that I just asked from you, from the Mishnah of Sechta Shvi'is, why don't you ask from that? That because you tell me that the Yerek is already mixed in with the oil, then my Tamayid Rabbanan. What's the reason Rabbanan? Why don't they allow it to be cooked? It's already mixed in anyway. Why would you not let that? So that says Abaye. Midi hava asham mishlamim. What do you mean? Why is it different than the halacha of our Mishnah of when the asham is mixed with the shlamim, where the chacham say you have to let it graze and develop a blemish because they're concerned of bringing it both as an asham because you're going to bring in the base of soul. So you're also, what are you going to do? Even though the vegetable is mixed with the oil, we're not going to let you go ahead and cook it now with the oil because ultimately you're then limiting the truma to the time of the Shemitah produce. Oh, that is Abaye. Me dummy? Is it comparable? How could you compare the two cases? Hasam over there in our Mishnah, Isle Takanta Bere'iya. You're right. The Chacham would say you cannot do like Reb Shimon and limit if whichever one is the Shlam like an Asham because you're bringing Kashan based on soul. You're not going to allow the Kashan to be eaten the amount of time it's eaten. Okay, but that's because the Chacham have an alternative. They say you could rectify it by letting it go out, develop a blemish by grazing, then sell it, and then use the proceeds. So therefore, they're stringent and say you can't bring kashal beis absol. But says Abayah, in this case of the shemen of truma with the yerek of shviyas, how less late to kantabriya, there's no alternative. What are you going to do? It's already mixed with it. And therefore, says Abayah, concluding his question, so haloi dami. So therefore, this case of the Mishnah Masechta Shviyas of the oil of truma is only comparable el lechatichas shebechatichas to actually one of the other cases of our Mishnah, which is when the limbs of a kosher carbon got mixed up with limbs of others which are problematic. What did everyone agree, even the Chacham, that yechlu b'chamer shebehem, that you should eat it according to the limitations of whatever limbs they are? Because kivin deles takanta, since there's nothing to rectify it, there's no grazing, it's already limbs, that you eat according to the stringency, and therefore, here also, if it's talking about, says, that it's already mixed up, so then the Rabbanan would not have disagreed. So therefore, as Rav Yosef and Abaye, he says, so how can you tell me that you're answering my question? That you couldn't have asked from that Mishnah Masechta Shviyas, because Rava would have said, oh, it's not like etchila. Of course, Rav Shimon doesn't hold and initially he could go ahead and bring kashrut based absol. We're talking about the vegetable was already absorbed. It fell into the oil. No, so it's already after the fact. So what are you going to do? So okay, yeah, then Rav Shimon is going to say, okay, fine, cook it. Now, why is that only Reb Shimon? And why would the Chacham disagree? Oh, the Chacham disagree like they disagree in the Mishnah. Disagree in the Mishnah? In the Mishnah, there's an alternative. Here, there's no alternative. So therefore, if that's the case, so then if it's already mixed up, it's just like the case of Chaticha Shebechatichas of the previous Mishnah, which is when there's limbs mixed up, even the Chacham agree that, okay, what are you going to do now? If the oil is already mixed in, the Shemen of Truma in the vegetables, there's no other options. So then, therefore, go ahead and yeah, okay. So consume it according to the limitations of the Shemitah produce. So then, that's not possible to be the case because then it wouldn't be only Reb Shimon, not the Chacham. And therefore, it says Reb Yosef, you're back to the question. Obviously, it's not mixed together already, and still initially you're allowed to do that. Therefore, you see Reb Shimon holds even Mutar L'Ketchila. So that you should have asked from the Mishnah Masechta Shviyas. Now, on this question of Reb Yosef, Maskev LeRavina. Ravina asked on his question. He says, "Me dummy." Is it really the same thing as Chaticha Shebechatichas in the first Mishnah of our parak? Chaticha Shebechatichas less latakant the klal. When limbs of different parts of animals that are different are mixed up together, there's nothing to do about it. What are you going to do? So therefore, of course, I'm not going to eat. Nothing to do. Okay, fine. So we'll, of course, we'll eat according to limitation instead of throwing it out and burning it. At least we'll have some chance. So that's where they agree. But in this case of the Mishnah Masechta Shviyas with the oil of in the vegetable, isle takanta beschita. What do you mean? There is a way out. Obviously, it's not necessarily like you're saying, because you could squeeze it out. If you could squeeze it out, so then it could be talking about some alternative that Chacham would disagree. In other words, Reb Shimon would be saying, okay, look, it already got absorbed already. It's already i'arav. It's b'diyavid. Fine, go ahead. Cook it and eat according to the limitation of Shemitah produce. You can ask them, what are the Chacham disagreeing? Why isn't it like Chatech? It's not the same thing. Because Chacham would say, no, we never want to bring some of the base of soul, squeeze out the oil from the vegetables. And therefore, that's why they disagree. But it's not the same thing as Chatech Shev Chatech Shev, and therefore it could be the way Abaye explained the Mishnah, and that's why he didn't ask him it, because it's B'di'evit. That's the Gemara, but Rabbi Yisuf, he would say, no, Hecha Nischet, how can you squeeze out the vegetables? Nischet Tuva, if you squeeze out a lot, so you get all the oil out, because whatever oil is in there is Shemen of Truma, that's going to be limited, that's going to be brought to the base of Sul, possibly. But you can't do that, because Kamafs and B'Shvias. You're going to be ruining the Shemitah vegetables. What the Torah tells you regarding Shemitah produce, la'achla, you're allowed to eat it, but v'loy lehefse, you're not allowed to ruin it. And if you squeeze out too much, you're going to be ruining it. Nischet purta, and you're only going to squeeze out a little bit, well then, save, you're over Merav. At the end of the day, then there's still some oil left, and therefore, Rav Yisuf said, there is no option of squeezing it out. And therefore, it's not viable, this interpretation of Abaye in the Mishnah Masechta Shviyas, why it wouldn't have been a question on Rava, because Rava would have answered him, it's after the fact. What do you mean after the fact? After the fact that it's already mixed up? Then why did the Chum disagree? Obviously, it's not mixed up yet. And therefore, that's why the Chum disagree. But Rav Shimon, even so, disagrees and says, even L'Katchila, one's allowed to bring Kajal and Mezab Sul, which is a refutation of interpretation of Rava. And that's why Rav Yisuf asked Abaye, why didn't he ask him Mishnah Masechta Shviyas? Now the Gemara continues with Abaye asking questions on Rava, this time from a Braisa Esavei, where regarding it's a Braisa in Masechtas Nazir, if someone is in doubt, if he was a Mitzayra Mukhler or not, meaning he had a shady looking Nega, and he was sequestered, and he's in doubt if they had confirmed him as a Mitzayra, which is called Mitzayra Mukhler, or did they not, or they just had secluded him. Which therefore there's different halachas, only specifically if someone was mukhlet, if he was confirmed as a mitzvah, which he has certain karbanis has to bring, which now he's in doubt if he has to bring them or not. So it says the Braisa of Shimon Aimer, he says, and we're talking about Rabbi Shimon, so Lamachar is the next day, which refers to the first day when he's being confirmed, he cuts off all this here. Then 7 days later, then this after he was confirmed by the purification process, 7 days later cuts off all this here again. That's on day 7. The next day, meaning day 8, maybe Ashamai Veluga Ima. He brings his carbon ashram and his loig, which is a certain measurement of oil. Vayimani says as follows. Im shal metzaira, if I was a metzaira, sahariza asham, if it's a loiger, so this is my carbon ashram and this is my loig of oil that I have to bring. As a continuum in base, but vimlav, if not, let's say I really was never confirmed. Asham zeh shashamai nadavar, so this ashram will be, since it's, you can bring the same type of animal, an isle, that a ram has to be, whatever the ashram has to be, can be brought as a shlam. So in case it's not an ashram, let it be a donated shlam. Now, continues the Braisa, Va'isi ashram toy. Now, this ashram needs, says Rib Shimon, because it might be a real common ashram, shchita b'tzafen, like ashram, which is kachik ashram, to be slaughtered in the northern part of the Hazara. And umatan bahinus, it also needs to have the gifts of the oil and the blood thrown on to the to the mitzayra on his thumbs and his big toe, like the stringency of the asham of the mitzayra. And the smichu nesachem, it also needs that the owner should lean on it and pour libations of wine. With tenufas chazav v'shoker, it also needs that he should lift up the animal, the thigh and the breast, which is like the stringency of a shlam, which requires these halachas, because again, there might be a shlam. And v'nechaliyim alayah, let's eat only for a day and a night, because maybe it's an asham, which has the limitation of a day and a night. So as Abaye, you see from this Braisa from Mishimon that even initially says Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to bring kachon based on psul because over here, maybe it's not a mitzayra, and maybe it's a shlamim, and it says that, yeah, you'll bring it and you'll eat it for a day and a night because maybe it's an ashim. How are you allowed to go out and bring it? You're bringing kachon based on psul even initially. So you see, says Abaye, even the Ketchila says Rabbi Shimon, you could bring the based on psul. Says Rabbi, no, tikkuni gavrishani. To rectify a person, that's different, because we have to purify this possible mitzvah that he could permit him to eat kachin, because we don't know if he's a mitzvah. If he possibly is a mitzvah, we don't bring these commandments, he's never going to be able to bring to eat kachin ever again. So that's like a b'dievet type of situation. To rectify a person, no, the Rav Shimon agrees you're allowed to do that. So on that, continues asking Gemara. So that answers the question on Rava. But now the Gemara asks on the opinion of Rav Shimon himself, not on Rava. So hotei nechashim. So in the Braisa he explains that, you know, what he's going to do with the carbon ashram. If he's really mitzvah, so it's ashram. If he's not mitzvah, so it's going to be a shlam. But loig ma'iklam, what are you going to say with the loig of oil? If it's not a mitzvah, so what's he do? What's it being brought into the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara, the Amar, he says, loig zeh yehei nedava. And that is, if I'm not a mitzvah, so then as the Gemara says later on, perikol atav, the tzadi amal of Beit, that a person could bring a nedava of oil by itself. He could, like, just like one could donate a carbon, he could donate, he'll say, let it be a nedava. That is the Gemara, but v'dilma la mitzayru. But then maybe he's not a mitzayru. Uboy mekametz. The halacha is if someone donates oil, just like by a mincha, by a flower offering, you have to take a kmitza, a fistful of the flour. Halacha is you have to take a fistful of the oil and sacrifice that on the mizbeach, and the rest, what's called the shremer, eaten. As the Gemara learns out from a Karban Mincha later on, Perikal HaTadr. So then you have to do a fistful of that oil. So the Gemara, okay, the Mekametz. So he takes a fistful of oil and sacrifices the Mizbeach. But then that's the Gemara, okay, but Bedim LeMitzayruhu. But maybe he's really Mitzayruh. Ubayid Matan Sheva. And he has to spray from it 7 times towards the Kachay Kaddishim, as the Mishnah says in Masechet Nesagim. Says the Gemara, fine, the Yav, he'll do that too. He'll spray 7 times from it towards the Kachay Kaddishim. And that is the Gemara, but Vachasole. But if you tell me that in case he's not a Mitzayruh, and it's really donated oil, he's going to go ahead and do a kmitza of it. So well, then it's going to be lacking from the leg. And the halacha is that if the leg is lacking, it's invalid for the mitzvah, because the pasuk says the leg shaman, and it's not going to be a leg. It's going to be a leg minus that kmitza. Oh, says the Gemara, fine. The mitzi poured to a malile. After that, he takes the fistful and puts on his mezbeach. He then brings a little bit more and supplements that amount that was missing from it. Because now, like we learned the Mishnah Masechtas Nagim, that says, if chasa ha-loig atchala yatzak, if the leg of oil was missing until he didn't go ahead and pour the oil on the left palm of the Mitzrayer's hand, like the Pasuk says, min Hashem and yatzak akoyin, that's when they start off the process, it would first pour on his palm, so then yimalenu, you could supplement it. So that's what you do. In case it's a nedava, it takes a kemitza, it puts it on the Mizbeach, and then they pour more to fill up back to like. Now, I asked the Gemara, but v'habaya aktara, but the kaimitz, that fistful needs to be actually burnt on the Mizbeach. And therefore, maybe it's not a Mitzrayer, and maybe it's a nedava, and you have to burn it. So the Gemara, fine, what's the problem? The aktale. So fine, you'll burn that kaimitz on the Mizbeach, and we said afterwards you'll fill it up to make sure back to leg, and the leftovers will be eaten either way you look at it. If he's really Mitzrayer, so then it's eaten like the Gemara said, Memdalam Abez and Perak Beishamai, where it says, V'zeh yilacham mekodesh ha-kadosh ha-mene'esh l'chokabane, which comes to include the leg shemen of the Mitzrayer. And if it's in the dava, so the leftovers are going to be eaten, just like the leftovers of mincha, where we learn that this whole halacha of bringing the oil as in the dava from the laws of a mincha. So either way, you'll burn that, you'll fill it up, you'll do the 7 throwings, and then you'll be able to have the leftover oil be consumed. But that is the Gemara Emas. But when? When are you going to burn that fistful of oil on the Mizbeach? If you're going to do it after the 7 throwings of the oil towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then that's problematic. Why? Because maybe, we don't know if he's a Mitzrayer or not, maybe he was not a Mitzrayer, and the Shemen was a Nadava. When he then goes, and after the Kemitza, after doing the Kemitza, he then sprays 7 times from it, Havalu Shirayim Shechasru. So if really it's a Nadava, so after he did the Kemitza, the rest of the oil is all shiraim. It's all leftovers that's supposed to be consumed. So havalu shiraim shachasu. But if that's the case, when he then sprays 7 sprays of the oil, some of those leftover oil is lacking. Bein kemitza laktara, between doing the fistful of the oil and sacrificing on mizbeach. Now the Gemara tells the Menachos in the first paragraph of Tesem Beis that ve'imaktirin esar kemitz aleihen, that one is not allowed to go ahead and then bring and sacrifice the kemitza on the shiraim because the shiraim are lacking. So what are you going to do? If you're gonna after do the kemitza, then spray the 7 times and then burn it, but then you can't because you're missing from the shiraim in case those 7 sprayings were not, you're missing from it because you're not supposed to do it. It's really in the dava. And ikreidim matnasheva, and if you're going to say that no, we'll burn the kemitza of the oil before we spray from it 7 times, so that you won't be lacking from the shirayim in case it's really in the dava, before you do the burning of the kemitza, and then you'll spray it 7 times afterwards. So that has the Gemara, then how could you then after that spray 7 times? Because maybe it really is in the dava, and therefore the burning of the kemitza of the oil was a valid haktara, thus making the rest of the oil shirayim. Now when you go ahead and you spray from those oil now 7 times towards the Beis HaMikdash, you're then going to be violating a different halacha, which is kol shem imenu le'ishim, anything that from it was put onto the fires, harehu, that makes its leftovers bebal taktiru, in the violation of using them in the avoda of hazois, where because these sprayings of the oils is essentially like burning something on the mizbeach, where it's something that's fit to do avoda with it. And because the pasuk says, and the Yerker Beis, really, the context is kikal sa'ar v'chol devash leisek tir mimen ish la'Hashem. It's talking about don't sacrifice sourdough and oil on the mizbeach. But the word mimenu is seemingly superfluous when you from it. So the Gemara elsewhere expounds that from it means to say anything that from it was already put onto the fires of the mizbeach, which includes karbanos, the leftovers of it, leftovers of the mincha, which the flour offerings, or the lechem upon them, which you had already put parts of it onto the fires, which by a carbon is the emurim, by the mincha is the kaimitz, by the lechem upon them is the bezichin, that makes the leftovers bebaltak tiru, of not sacrificing. Now, like we said, these hazayis are in the place of like haktara. So that makes it, how can you go ahead and now do seven sprayings towards to the base of Mikdash and Avaida, but you're taking Shiraim and using as Avaida, that is already explicit Isser that we darsha from the Pasuk that no, anything that from it was already put on fires, the leftovers of it, you cannot sacrifice it. But now you're doing Sheva Hazayis, you might, if it's in the Nadav, you're violating that Isser. So Rabbi Yehuda B'Reidah B'Shem Ben Pazi says, you're right, but Damastik Luhu L'Shem Eitzim. That is, that when he's spraying it, he says, if I'm a Metzaira, so therefore the fistful of the oil that was burnt on the Mizbeach was nothing, wasn't a valid Akhtara, because that's only if it was Nadav, it's not Nadav, he's really Metzaira. Thus, the leftover oil is not Shirayim, because there was no Akhtara over here. So then, okay, my sprayings are what should validate me to purify me from being a Metzaira. But if I'm not a Metzaira, thus the Kaimitz that I burnt on the Mizbeach was a Haktara, and then these are really leftovers. So he says, what I'm spraying now of the oil should be like water. Like, is permitted for someone to take the leftovers of the Mincha, or the meat of a carbon, which are leftovers, and put it on the Mizbeach? How? If he's doing it, like it should be like firewood. Not that it should be for a carbon. Now Rashi points out, although here we're talking about Hazayis, where why do we then say that he should have a mind like for firewood, it should say, it should have a mind that should be like water. Says Rashi, right, it's just picking the terminology of the pasuk, which that's what we ask from Lisektir Menu Ish LaHashem, which is when we're talking about limbs of a carbon. So that's where the halach is. Okay, so you put it on the Mizbeach, don't have in mind that it should be like a carbon, because that would be violation of Lisektir, because the leftovers cannot be sacrificed on it. But we're not putting it on like a carbon, we're putting it on like a firewood. Here also, when we're spraying, in case it's a shirayim, it should be like water. And that's not a violation, because it's not being done in an act of service, but rather just like some water, or here like putting some firewood on the Mizbeach. It's not like we're in the Braisa, but yes, I mean, he says, the next pasuk afterwards, in Vayikra, it says that carbon reishis takrivu eisel Hashem. Although we said that sa'ar and davash, you're not allowed to be makarv on the Mizbeach, but you could bring them as bikurim, because the honey is from dates, and the sa'ar we have chita, we have other things that are brought as bikurim. So that's what you could bring it to the Beis HaMikdash as Bikurim to the Kayan, but Velem is Beach lo Yalu, but it's not allowed to go up onto the altar, L'Reach Nichayach, for a pleasing aroma. And that says Rabbi Eliezer, L'Reach Nichayach Yatamala. That's when you're not allowed to put on the Mizbeach, meaning including the Sur and the Vash, and also the other thing that's included from the Drasha Mimenu, which is Shirayim. But you could put it on top of the Mizbeach as a continuing type of Ayin Zayin and Aleph, L'Shem Eitzim. If you're putting it on to be, no, not as a carbon, not L'Reach Nechayach, just firewood, oh, that's not a violation. And therefore, that is what the person does, according to Reb Shimon, which we had asked, okay, he said, what do you do with the carbon, which in case it's not an Ashram, it's a Shlam, but what do you do with the Leg of Shemen? Or with the Leg of Shemen, although we're going to have to take a Kaimitz and put on the Mizbeach, and then we're going to still have to spray, but if you're doing, you might be in violation of the Isser of Baal Tek Tiru. That's not going to be a problem, because you'll have in mind that let it be like water, just like Rabbi Elazar says regarding the limbs of a carbon, although you're not allowed to take the shirayim and put on top, but as firewood, if it's not L'Reach Nechayach Latu, he wrote as water, you're allowed to go ahead and spray the oil seven times by the Beis HaMikdash.